evident as they stood slack-jawed and wide-eyed.
Never seen nothing like us.
One of the peasants, a withered old man, stooped and picked up a handful of dung from the edge of the road and shaped to throw it at the outlanders. Without even breaking step, the nearest of the guards noticed the man.
They look after their guests.
The road wound past a large artificial lake. Ryan leaned over the low stone wall and peered into the muddy depths, seeing vague, huge shapes moving ponderously below the surface. Doc and Mildred joined Ryan.
Cop!
They have them in Temple Gardens. The Japanese regard them as a symbol of courage and determination. Big and slow is what I reckon.
Jack pointed ahead of them. They could now see high turreted roofs peeking over a stand of neat conifers.
Looks like home.
A cloud of black powder smoke drifted toward them, carried on the light breeze, adding to the pollution in the air.
Sounds like the stickies have taken over.
The blacktop finally straightened out across an embankment between the trees, ending in a pair of gates even larger than those that had guarded the house with the Matrans unit hidden in its sub-basement. Beyond them was their destination itself.
Now that's what I call a fortressville, built like an old citadel.
Ryan had seen pictures and books of the medieval strongholds with moats, drawbridges, and portcullises, and had to admit that the home of Lord Mashashiga did look similar. A river had been diverted so that it flowed completely around the high perimeter walls. The main difference between the fortress of Mashashiga and the castles of old Europe was that European fortresses were built almost entirely from stone. This was built from wood, great balks of seasoned oak with overlaid yew for extra strength. There was a bridge across the river that could be raised and lowered by thick chains of iron, and beyond that was a heavily barred set of gates. The walls were high, topped with battlements, with numerous slits for archers. Hideyoshi turned in his high saddle to look down on them.
The home of our lord! Impregnable! It can withstand a siege of 1,000 years.
The Nazis said that about Hitler's Reich.
All the armies of the world would wither and die outside these strong walls.
One little anti-tank nuke head would blow it way out of sight.
Ryan looked up at the amazing array of bright silk flags that strained at their poles every few yards, each with a line of angular Japanese symbols on them. Jack pointed to the wooden animals that seemed to decorate every post and tower of the fortress.
Look at all the carved wolves.
Not wolves, young man. They are foxes, the messenger of the god of rice, blessed Inari.
What are those kind of beautiful swirly patterns carved on the walls called?
The samurai hesitated for several long moments before replying, as though his temperament forbade a response to a question from a mere woman. His expression, shadowed under the helmet, showed the conflict.
They are called Tatsumaki. This means the twist of the dragon. They are whirlwinds of flame.
Thank you. I'm very grateful to you for telling me that.
You are most welcome.
Christy bowed to Hideyoshi. He nodded low in return.
I think this could be the start of a beautiful friendship.
The outlanders followed the army over the bridge and inside the cool walls of the castle. As soon as they were inside, the foot soldiers disappeared. Grooms and servants scurried forward to take charge of the horses, leading them away under another archway toward the rear of the building. The samurai were last to stalk off. They walked with a splay-legged gait under the weight of their armor. Only Toyotomi Hideyoshi waited with them in the huge courtyard. He removed his helmet and handed it to one of the bowing servants, revealing a broad face with thinning hair and a deep scar across his cheek that puckered the corner of his mouth into a permanent sly grin. He wiped the sweat from his forehead with a brilliant vermilion silk kerchief.
It is hot work. We will dine and refresh ourselves after you have had the great honor of meeting with Lord Mashashiga.
He knows we're coming?
Of course. Lord Mashashiga knows everything.
Everything? Does he know the EMF of a Leclanchet cell?
Grandfather, it is a mistake that could bring serious punishment to try and make a fool of Lord Mashashiga or any of his heroic samurai.
Yes, I'm sure that you are right.
Doc put his hands together and bowed. Ryan looked around, awed at the sheer size of the place. The roof towered over them, made from tens of thousands of handmade tiles, with subtle changes in color.
He could see through to some of the internal walls, which appeared to be formed from sliding panels of some sort of thin, translucent material. He pointed across the courtyard.
What are they made from?
It is oiled and waxed paper on some walls. Those of the higher rank, such as myself, have embroidered silks and satins around them.
Can we go in?
No. Not until the Lord sends for you. I will go and report to him. You wait here.
The samurai swaggered off, disappearing into the shattered interior between a row of bowing servants, who bobbed up and down like stringed puppets.
Reminds me amazingly of some old Japanese art movies I saw when I was at college. Akira Kurosawa. Like stepping back 500 years.
Think it's safe, Ryan? Got so many men here, we'd be wiped away like flies if they decided to do some serious swatting of the infidels.
I haven't felt any threat. You feel anything, lover?
Nothing, apart from some serious anti-feminist emotions.
Amen to that, sister. Going to be difficult here for me and Christy to keep a tight rein on ourselves. Triple hard.
I know that. Fireblast, we all know that. But we can't afford to upset them. Trader used to say that there were times you had to play the game by the other man's rules.
Yeah, men's rules.
I know. Easier for us than for you two. But this seems to be a place where a wrong word could get you 3 feet of razored steel through your guts.
Four young women in brilliantly colored silk kimonos tottered by on little clogs, their tiny feet bound tight with strips of linen. Their heavily painted faces were mainly hidden under the hoods, and they waved painted fans to aid the concealment.
Pretty.
My college roommate used to quote me some old Japanese saying, "This morning's pretty face is this evening's corpse." Kinda grim, huh?
Gaia knows what kind of a miserable life they have here.
I do not dispute there is a certain male chauvinist attitude in these warriors, but I could not help noticing that the delicate little dolls had every appearance of happiness.
Because they don't know any better, you old goat!
Ryan spotted a slender Japanese man in a doorway across the courtyard. He was barely 5 feet tall, as skinny as a lath, and dressed in a plain black gown that brushed the ground over his sandaled feet. He had a sword tucked into his waistband, but its silver hilt was totally without any ornamentation. His face was narrow, with heavy brows over hooded eyes, and his long black hair was sleeked into a neat ponytail, tied with a single strand of black silk. He walked briskly toward them. Ryan noticed how easily he moved, like a trained athlete.
Must be a messenger, bringing us the invitation to dinner.
The man stopped in front of them, inclining his head in what was no more than a token bow, surprising Ryan with his slightly offhand manner.
You come to take us in to meet this Lord Mashashiga?
No, I am Lord Mashashiga.
Jack picked half-heartedly at a round dish of something pale and pink that looked a little like large prawns.
What are these?
Sea slugs.
Hideyoshi was the only samurai sitting with them, cross-legged around a long, shallow table in the great hall of the Fortressville. Silent servants in scarlet and white livery stood around the paper-thin walls.
Sea slugs.
The teenager stared unhappily at them, finally poking at the largest specimen with one of the ivory chopsticks that they'd all been given.
Ah, holy Judas! It's moving!
Of course it is alive! Do you think we would serve you sea slugs that were already dead?
Lord Mashashiga was sitting at the end of the table in front of a bowl of boiled rice and vegetables.
There is other food, Jack. The sushi is good, and it is dead.
But not cooked, Jack. It's raw fish, maybe in a vinegar sauce.
No burgers, beans, and fries? Real food?
We many times eat old pre-dark American food. But we know that we would have strangers here for the first time in more years than an old man might remember. And our cooks have worked hard to make dishes that are truly of our country. If you would wish for Yankee food...
That's all right. This rice, fish and stuff's fine.
Lord Mashashiga lifted a small porcelain cup filled with the sake that they had been drinking.
We wish you happiness and health, all of you, even the women.
All of them lifted their cups. Christy dabbed at her mouth with a corner of the snow-white linen napkin at her side.
Tastes like scented piss to me, lover.
I wouldn't know. I never drunk scented piss. How many times have your people made jumps into Deathlands?
How many leaves are there in a forest, Orion Cuddle?
Young women servants fluttered in, carrying steaming hot towels to wipe their hands and faces.